Great Country Kid 94. We are here with Amy Shepherd, and we just heard you play Backfire, which beautiful.
Thank you.
And you have a single out right now. It's called Overthinking, which I was joking with you off air that I had to add because I always get accused of being an overthinker.
Yeah, me too. It's just one of those things. Like once you're hooked on something, you just can't stop thinking about it.
Yes. So talk a little bit about, you know, putting out this single here in America. And, you know, the radio tour that you've gotten to be on.
Yeah. It's honestly, it's a dream come true to have my single playing across America on radio. Like it's honestly from writing it in your hotel room, just like a little, I'm thinking about you tonight. Like that's all I had, really. Just a little chorus, took it into the producers and they just helped me create this incredible sounding song. And exactly how I imagined it as well, to hearing it on the radio is just like such a, it's like magic to me, just being able to witness the whole process of it all. So yeah, now I get to go on a radio tour. I'm going all across the country visiting towns that I would have never imagined I got to visit.
Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin.
Yeah, exactly. Like I would have never have come here if it wasn't for my music. So I feel really blessed to do this every single day.
Yeah, well, we welcome you here. Welcome to country music. It's actually funny because the person who set up your radio tour was telling me about these cookies that they were like, she's bringing you cookies and you need to be prepared for them. And I'm like, they really talked up these cookies.
Yeah, well, you're going to be prepared because they're going to change your life. And you're going to be addicted to these now. And there's only like 11 in a packet.
So. Okay. So what are they?
These are called Tim Tams, an Australian icon. And they're just like a staple cookie. We call them biscuits, by the way.
I was gonna ask.
So an Aussie biscuit, and but to Americans it's like chocolate dipped cookie, and they're rectangle, and there's a little thing that we do in Australia called the Tim Tam Slam, and you bite opposite corners of the cookie and you use it as a straw so you can suck up your hot coffee and it makes the inside go soft. And it's just so delicious. So I bought you some of these all the way from Australia to enjoy.
Wow. I will have to try these.
Absolutely.
I'm very excited. Is this like Australia's version of the Oreo?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's a really good, yeah.
And comparison. Then I'm going to get addicted to them and I'm not going to be able to get them.
Exactly.
Because
I'll have to come back. That's my ticket to an invite back.
That is definitely your ticket to an invite back. It's been so great talking with you. You have such an incredible story.
Thank you.
And I know you're very, very busy doing, you know, everything with Shepherd and, you know, being out on your own as Amy Shepherd. Do you ever feel like it's just like, who am I supposed to be today? Or where am I supposed to be?
Yeah, well, not really like who am I supposed to be, because I always just try and be myself, whether I'm in Shepherd or in this project. Scheduling can get a bit crazy and overwhelming, but I just try and make sure I get sleep because that's the one thing. If I can't get a good night's sleep, like I am, my husband's here and he's like nodding. I was like a bit crazy yesterday because we had a late night and I couldn't have time to get a coffee, and then that's when
coffee always makes things go sideways.
Yeah, so a bit of self-care is really important just to get through, but apart from that, like I'm doing what I love, so
exactly.
How can you be mad about that?
And I know you're you know, you've done a lot of work with body positivity.
Yes,
which you know, I have a 16-year-old.
The
boyfriend has a 16-year-old daughter, and so I understand, you know, as a girl myself too, you know, it's difficult.
Yeah. Like none of us are exempt to having body image issues. So I really wanted to take that messaging of you can look however you want to look. You can be yourself and still be successful. I think for a long time, I really tried to fit into a box to be like a perfect pop star, because that was my dream. Like I was emulating all of these people that I was seeing on TV. And I found that was just overshadowing who I was as a person. So one day I posted on Instagram, it was me in a bikini, because I was like, I have nothing to post. All these photos, I've got cellulite in them. How am I going to get any engagement? You know how it gets. And anyway, I posted this photo saying, hey, look, some cellulite. And this is before like the big rise of body positivity happened. And like the reactions on this post was just mind-blowing. Like I just really opened my eyes to realize how much people need positive role models. And bodies in all shapes and sizes, not just like one type of body. You know, we need to see and hear about everyone's feelings as well around their bodies to really process it and understand like, oh, Amy's got cellulite. She doesn't care.
We all do.
Yeah, she can. We all do. And it doesn't do anything to you. Like it's not negative. But just for some reason, like I think it was Vogue posted about cellulite cream and how they were trying to market this cream. And that's why everyone was like, oh, yeah, I've got that too. And it's terrible. But doesn't do anything.
It's really just a natural, like, yeah, skin, you know.
Exactly.
You can be a very muscular person and still have cellulite.
Yeah. So I was kind of like sick of hiding and like trying to fit into a box. I was like, you know what? This is me. This is who I am. I know that you guys are feeling the same. So let's just like share our experiences in it and just move on.
Which is great because, I mean, I guess I don't know how old you are, but, you know, me growing up, you had, you know, the size zero model and, you know, you couldn't be a model if you weren't a double zero and had zero curves and, you know, just stick thin was what we grew up with kind of being. And every pop star was.
But there's always that body trends, and bodies should not be a trend because everyone's got a different shaped body. You know, now it's like, you know, the big bum, like the Kardashian body.
Yeah.
And it's changing now. I feel like thin is becoming, you know, with the low rise jeans coming back. Now we're all like trying to lose our love handles again, and it's just like exhausting, and it's actually really dangerous as well.
It is.
Follow body trends. You know, bodies weren't meant to yo-yo, so I'm just done with it. It takes up so much mental capacity. I remember
when I was
like dieting heavily and going through like disordered eating and all that. It was just like took up all of my mental space.
It's exhausting.
And I could have been learning an instrument. I could have been writing a song. But instead, I was looking at the clock like, wondering when I was going to have my next apple. It's just like, I don't want to live like that.
Yeah. And it's great to see, you know, you have that message, and it's really important. I think not just for young girls, but women our age, like, also need to hear that too, that like,
for sure,
you're okay.
Yeah. Your body doesn't have a destination. Like it's always changing.
It is.
And so you're just going to go with it. And that's not to say like, oh, just like neglect your health. That's not my message either. Like, I'm really conscious. I like to make sure I'm getting workout in, and but I, instead of like tracking calories, I just like eat consciously. So I'm like, is this gonna make me feel bad or is it gonna make me feel good? And some days a hamburger makes me feel good, you know.
Right?
But not all the time, because like I get to a point where I'm like, I just need a bowl of vegetables tonight. So it's really just like being in tune with all of that as well.
And I think there was a big focus for a long time on like the size of your pants and you know, oh, I'm gonna buy these pants to try and fit into them. It turns out nobody can see the tag on your pants.
Go figure.
Nobody knows.
And no
if
one
you,
cares.
Nobody knows if you bought a size bigger. Nobody knows if you brought a size smaller because they can't see the tag.
Yeah.
But it's very hard for women to get over that.
Yeah. It's just a perspective shift. And once you have that shift, it's very hard to go back. And you hear it everywhere you go, like diet talk and trying to fit, you know, wedge shred.
Yes.
And it's everywhere. So
it is.
It's no shock that people do struggle with their body image, but I just try and make sure that as many people are hearing the message, and if I can shift just a couple people's perspective, I'm making the world a better place.
Well, that is so awesome to hear. And it, like I said, it has been just a sheer pleasure talking with you guys today.
Thank you.
And we talked about your single Overthinking. I've got it ready to play. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, just follow me on socials if you're interested, if you like the song, if you like the message of body image. Yeah, I'm at Amy Shepherd Pie, and it's me running all my socials. So come and say hi. I try and get back to everybody. I'd love to hear someone on the other side of this radio tour be like, I heard you on the radio. So yeah, message me, Amy Shepherd Pie. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, all of the ones. And my music's on Spotify as well, and wherever you consume music. So come say hi.
All right. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us. This is Amy Shepherd right now and Overthinking on Q94.